exhibition of Japanese video art from the 60s and 70s is now on view at the Philadelphia Art Alliance. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports it might be the last show of the century-old venue in Rittenhouse Square.
Right now, the Philadelphia Art Alliance is loud. It features experimental video art from 50 years ago, including Takehiko Imura's collaboration with the American sound artist Alvin Lucier called Shelter 9999. This is part of Community of Images, an exhibition of work made by Japanese experimental artists 50 years ago when they were finally allowed to visit the United States. In 1964, travel restrictions that were imposed by the World War II Security Treaty with Japan were lifted. Co-curator Julian Ross said that's when Japanese artists found kinship with the counterculture in New York.
In Japan, there was also protest movements against the U.S.-Japan Security Treaty. When these artists moved to the United States, seeing the young generation here also protesting against the Vietnam War, and, you know, that resonated.
This exhibition almost had to be canceled at the last minute. It's in the Philadelphia Art Alliance building, which has hosted exhibitions for 98 years. The University of the Arts acquired it 7 years ago, and then UArts collapsed 2 weeks ago, leaving the future of its properties uncertain. Ann Adachi is the director of Collaborative Cataloging Japan, which created Community of Images. She said UArt's chief of staff, Franklin Cantor, arranged to keep the building open so this show could go on.
When the announcement happened, this was already pretty much 80% done. You know, Franklin Cantor really just supported us and became that liaison and pushing it for us, which I'm so grateful for.
Adachi has launched a crowdfunding campaign to cover any unexpected costs of keeping the Art Alliance building open until August 9th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.